Hello, good evening. Is Lawrence Alexander there?
Nice to see you.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Thank you very much. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
52.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino? Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale of, from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
I'm thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied? dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you, excuse me. And what specifically makes you say that?
Inflation, economy.
So to the question, what specifically makes you say that you're very dissatisfied, it is about the inflation and the economy.
Yes.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? And here we have a list which we can match later. Let me go through with it. Protecting abortion laws and reproductive rights, crime and violence, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, immigration and border security, inflation and the economy, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, improving K-12 public school education, climate change and environmental issues, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, gun regulation and reform, healthcare costs, protecting our democracy and freedom.
All of the above.
We can choose the top two for you. What issues are more important?
More security.
Mm-hmm.
More security and the economy. What's the last one, I believe?
So it was immigration and border security and inflation.
Yes.
And the economy.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Approve, mostly. I don't know, 50-50.
Somewhat approve or...
Yeah,
strongly.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
How concerned are you about rights or freedom being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. Now, the first one on the list is Donald Trump.
70.
Black Lives Matter.
5.
The National Rifle Association, or NRA.
70.
Joe Biden.
5, 2, 1.
Which one should I record?
2.
Thank you. The Republican Party?
2.
Tim Scott?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, that's fine. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
50.
Cornel West?
Don't know who that is.
Okay. We can move on. We know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not
so worried? About what? White nationalism?
White nationalism in America today. Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not so worried.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one is, minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Disagree.
Do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat disagree.
Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Agree.
Would that be a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech.
Strongly agree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly disagree.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Somewhat agree.
Sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat supported?
Somewhat supported, yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you, and by the way, I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me.
Now, okay.
I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A is the following. Other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Or statement B is the following. Some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. We cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunities to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which of the two statements do you agree with more?
I've got problems with both of them, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with either one of them.
But leaning, would it be somewhat more A or somewhat more B?
Somewhat more B.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5 means you think it is somewhat important, and 0 means that you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is a commitment to Christian ideals.
6.
Immigration to this country.
6.
Freedom to protest the police or government.
5.
The right to bear arms.
10.
Police that treat everyone the same.
10.
Equal economic opportunities for all.
10.
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
10.
Thank you. Now, and we're at the corner of finishing the survey, so just please bear with me for a couple of more minutes. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with a statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with a statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with a statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything that we have gained.
Yeah.
And the second one is, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need the Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful.
7.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Please So let me ask you once again to rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. Once again, you may use any number between 0 and 10.
10. Yeah.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are so for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Some college.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced, widowed.
Which one should I record first?
Divorced.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year?
Once or twice a month.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
And the last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Nope.
All right. Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. I thank you for your kindness and your participation once again. So you're free.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.